In 2001, you're to face Union again, and then you and Coach Blankenship have to make a very uncomfortable call to each other and make the decision on 9/11.
Yeah, just I'll never forget. I was in my old office over at the football stadium talking to a friend on the phone, and I remember saying, oh, my gosh, he was watching the news. I mean, he watched it. So I'll never forget where I was. And, you know, it shocks you so bad you don't know how to respond. You know, Coach Blankenship and I talked numerous times along with the administration, just saying, you know, do we let a terrorist attack take us out of what we do? You know, we're not going to let these guys, you know, we're going to go do what we do. But then on the other side, and I think maybe the better decision we made was to honor everybody that suffered such a devastating loss and to join the country in, you know, just meditation and silence, we decided to call it off. And looking back, I'm glad we did.
I remember my younger son, I think, might have been involved in the program at that time. When practice comes around that afternoon, what do you talk to the kids about after something like that has happened?
You know, I don't recall directly what we said, but I would bet you money we mentioned the same thing. You know, this is an amazing tragedy. It's a time where we as a country have to rally behind each other. I'm sure, you know, as most football coaches say, you never want to waste a tragedy. You want to make sure it's a teaching moment. And we probably talked about patriotism, and you know how kids are. We want to go play. If it's a game, we want to go play. Same way with coaches. But hopefully they learned a good lesson there and, you know, putting others ahead of yourself.
You're listening to an interview with Alan Trimble and myself, Don King, after he announced his retirement. And it's a presentation from Cox Communications, who has never aired this particular interview, from April of 2018.
2001, later in the season, your quarterback Jeff Hirschberg gets hurt. You bring in Keith Jones. Great example, many examples of kids getting hurt as you go into the playoffs. You're searching for a replacement, and another kid steps in. Keith Jones did. You went on and won the 2001 state championship at OSU over Putnam North. But the team that, I mean, when you look at that team, a linebacking trio that maybe was the best ever, Garrett Mills, Jay Henry, and Lawrence Benson.
Yeah, three, as we would say in football, three cat daddies. And, you know, Lawrence went on to Oklahoma State, had a great career, spent some time in the NFL. Jay Henry, an All-American at West Virginia.
Academic All-American,
yeah,
as well.
And Garrett Mills, of course, went to University of Tulsa, broke all kinds of records as a tight end, and then in the NFL for 5 or 6 years. Jay and Garrett, both salutatorians at Jinx High School, so they were brilliant, they were athletic. And don't forget, you know, Brian Pickerel rushing the passer. That defense was ridiculous, too. But I would just tell you, I remember Hirschberg tearing his ACL here at home against Stillwater, if I remember right. We took him over on the sideline. Coach Ray looked him over, taped him up. He went back in, we knew. And he made it one play. So we called timeout. I remember the offensive huddle coming over. We put Keith Jones in the game. His eyes were as big as silver dollars. And I remember Kurt Seifried, one of our great linemen that played at Oklahoma State, saying, "We got this." And like you mentioned, that rallying cry from the seniors was that's just how we did it. We had a guy that hadn't played a meaningful down all year go in and play like Fran Tarkington. So it was fun.
Yeah. And so that's the 0-1. You're in the middle of 36 straight wins.
You're listening to an interview with Alan Trimble and myself, Don King, after he announced his retirement. And it's a presentation from Cox Communications, who has never aired this particular interview, from April of 2018.